Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Celeste Goslin, G-O-S-S-E-L-I-N. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 6/21/22, Mrs. Goslin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. It was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/14/21, there's been some deterioration of lung function, period, and paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing progression. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Brianna Gedigan, D-E-I-G-H-A-N. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 6/21/22, Mrs. Deegan performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/14/21, there's been no significant change, period, paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Diane Sandoval. This goes to Dr. Burns and Dr. Varnum. On 6/21/22, Mrs. Sandoval performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Epigraph impression normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James A. Simmons. This goes to Dr. Kevin Price. On 6/21/22, Mrs. Simmons performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/1/21, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on Phyllis Krueger. This goes to Richard Ulstad, U-L-S-T-A-D, P-A. On 6/21/22, Mrs. Krueger performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 445 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 96%, period. Epigraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Birch. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 6/21/22, Mr. Birch performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced to lower lung volumes, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/26/22, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Hall. This goes to Dr. Hernandez. On 6/21/22, Mrs. Hall performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period, and paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Lake. This goes to Dr. Joseph Zastrow, Z-A-S-T-R-O-W. On 6/21/22, Mrs. Lake performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 94%, period. After walking 314 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 94%, period, no paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, preimposed bronchodilator spirometry on Margaret Ridgway. This goes to Dr. Andre Miner on 6/21/22. Mrs. Ridgway performed preimposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the LH bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/4/22, there's been no significant change. Period, nopagraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Thank you.